Ralph Randall, how about you come over now and helping me talk just a little bit?
Well,
and
I
maybe...
just wanted to ask you a couple of questions, Ralph. You and Carter were the first real bluegrass band to branch off and play bluegrass style music after, not really bluegrass style, Stanley Brothers style music, but after Bill started in the early 40s. When was it you first started performing together as the Stanley Brothers?
We started in December 1946. As far as I know, Bill was the only fellow that played this style of music when we started.
And did you do mostly, you worked as a five-piece band, did you?
We usually carried the four or five pieces.
What was one of the first tunes you featured as the Stanley Brothers?
I guess the first tune that we ever sung very much was A Little Glass of Wine.
Is Carter around here?
He's hid somewhere. I don't know where he...
Carter Stanley?
Carter, you on the ground anywhere? He was here a few minutes ago. I don't know where he went.
Not right on the ground anymore.
Yeah, he may be down.
Well, maybe while someone's hunting up Carter, we could hear a tune that you popularized in bluegrass that was a favorite old country or mountain tune that you really launched into the field of bluegrass. It was Pretty Polly. Would you sing that?
Yeah, I sure will. Let me put a capo or two on here just a little bit. It'll take me just a minute. I'll do a little bit of Pretty Polly.
I'm in trouble over here. This is a new fandango thing. There you go.
I'd like to introduce a guitar player over here. I don't guess I could hardly make out without him. He always sticks right with me on these workshops everywhere we go. How about everybody giving George Shuffer a big hand, wouldn't you?